my fellow Minnesotans and fellow Americans, it seems that whenever this country seems to be faltering in its purpose, those who are the enemies of freedom and justice commit an act that is so appalling and so incredibly bad that that whole sense of decency and worth that belongs to people who love freedom, that sense of decency and worth rises up. And that's why tonight in this auditorium and in other places on this campus, there are literally thousands of people from this community that are telling those who preach the doctrines of hate and division and destruction that the United States of America will not stand for it, that we are prepared to stand with our friends in the cause of justice and freedom. In the House of Representatives, as undoubtedly Congressman Frazier has told you, over 400 members signed a resolution condemning this act, this intolerable, this incredible act of equating Zionism with racism. And in the United States Senate, I authored Senate Resolution 288 that I hold here before you, which once again put the entire United States Senate unanimously on record against this vicious act of equating Zionism with racism. And as one who has served in the United Nations, as has Congressman Frazier, and one who has put a good deal of my public life into the support of that institution, I say that that resolution was a violation, an open violation of the United Nations Charter. And what a tragedy that an organization formed after the mindless Holocaust against the Jewish people once again sows the seeds of religious bigotry. How sad that the perpetrators of this act are so mindless of the need to have a United Nations free of the venom of hate, free of political sloganeering, and free of the tyranny of the majority. And those who say that they are against Zionism, but not against the Jewish people, cannot disguise the origin of their remarks. It is nothing more or less than ugly anti-Semitism with white gloves. We know that religious bigotry is often disguised in diplomatic jargon. And those who conceived this scheme, this mean, nasty scheme to embarrass Israel, to antagonize the Jewish people, and to insult men and women of goodwill, cannot and will not escape the consequences of their misguided action. This resolution, let us be clear about it, is directed not only against a people, but against a state. There has been constant harassment of Israel in the United Nations. Not long ago, as you know, in UNESCO, one of the agencies of the UN, they voted to expel Israel, even though Israel had been generous in the UNESCO. Even though Israel had made great contributions to UNESCO, even though UNESCO is supposed to be non-political. Well, let me tell you what happened. They may have expelled Israel, but Senator Case of New Jersey and Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota and the Foreign Relations Committee saw to it that not $1 of American money will go to UNESCO as long as that's the case. But I say from this platform, as a responsible member of the Senate, As a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and as the chairman of the subcommittee that handles foreign assistance and all international organizations, that I say to you that the Zionism vote will inevitably take its toll on America's willingness to walk the extra mile for the United Nations. But I want to say to those who would abuse us, not only in the United Nations but elsewhere, there is a limit to the patience of the American people. And I want to say to those of us, to those that would betray the cause to which we have affixed our name, the Charter of the United Nations, I want to say to them that we feel perfectly right in fighting back, and we will do everything we can to resist those who seek to destroy a friend of ours. We will do everything we can to see to it that Israel has a friend that is true and trustworthy. And even if Israel doesn't do well in the United Nations, mind you, my friends, she has at her side the greatest power on the face of the earth, the United States.